Hi everyone, this is Damien for the DevOps Lab, and this time I am joined by Hamish Watson. Hamish, what are we talking about?
Today we're going to be talking about bringing testing to our databases in a DevOps process.
Yeah, awesome. Something that doesn't happen that often, so don't miss it. Hey everyone, welcome back to the DevOps Lab. I'm Damien Brady, and this time I am joined by Hamish Watson. Hamish, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you for the invite.
No
it's
problem.
A pleasure.
Yeah, we are still at the MVP Summit, right at the tail end of it. Hamish, you are a data platform MVP, is that right?
I am indeed.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. So you came from all the way from New Zealand?
Yeah, Christchurch, New Zealand.
Christchurch, New Zealand. Yeah. So we live a few hours from each other, which seems to be the trend this week, actually, meeting all these people who are very close to me. So we were chatting about the usual story about database deployments with a DevOps process, right?
Yep.
And in particular, you raised the point of testing your database changes as part of that process, which
Absolutely. Doesn't
often happen.
No, it doesn't, unfortunately. So one of the reasons people in their DevOps deployment pipeline, we've had some massive wins with application, right? ALM. Mm. Application lifecycle management, but people have not been doing the same with their databases.
Yeah.
And the reason they're not doing it, they say, oh, it's too hard, you know, I don't trust the machines to deploy it. And that is, in fact, more reason to both fold databases into DevOps processes, but more importantly, bring some of that testing back.
Yeah.
Because, no offense to application developers, but if I do a bug or anything, I'm pretty much just going to roll back my DLLs.
Right, yeah.
It's a little bit harder to do that with data.
Yeah.
You know, asking a client if we can do a restore and roll forward for 20 hours because I didn't do any testing along the way and we've hit a massive problem in prod, clients don't generally like that.
No, I can imagine. I'm sure a lot of people, though, are thinking, well, you know, can you even test database changes? I mean, you can run them on your local machine and make sure that that works, but that's kind of the works on my machine method of testing,
exactly.
Which is not great.
Yeah.
So you can test your database changes like ahead of time, unit tests and integration tests and things like that?
Absolutely. So okay. the unit testing, one of the other arguments I have is DBAs say to me, well, that means I have to learn another language.
Right, you know? Yeah.
Whereas in fact, there's some really good open source, i.e. free, things out there that can allow them to write in T-SQL, something that they're really used to.
Right.
And so they can, as they're making changes on their laptop, their local systems, doing those unit tests, and then folding it into a continuous integration on our build server, putting those together and folding that into integration testing. So app devs are doing their tests, we're doing our tests. And as we go along through our deployment pipeline,
yep.
We're doing, say, functional testing. So one of the key things about testing is we don't just do one thing, you know. We want to do as much different forms of testing as we can, and again, in the lower parts of our deployment pipeline, because it's far easier to solve it locally.
Yeah.
I always have an analogy when people say they don't want to write unit tests. How about you write a test at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and it fails? No one else really knows that it failed except you. You can fix it. As opposed to 3 in the morning when it's hit prod, you've now got probably a room of people and you're that guy trying to fix something.
And I've been in that on-call situation.
So
where
have I.
Somebody gives you a call. Yeah. So, well, probably the best way to demonstrate like how to do this, why don't we just jump into a demo and have a look at how we can actually do some testing of some changes.
Absolutely. So I've got two demos. I've got one that will cater towards a true DBA, and then I've got one for a database developer. So that, because DBAs, they sometimes are a bit scared of some of the other tools like Visual Studio, whereas in fact, they don't have to be. You know, SQL Server Data Tools is fantastic. It's allowing DBAs, database developers, to do stuff in what they're used to. They don't have to write C#. They can do T-SQL.
Okay, cool.
Alrighty, so the first one I'm going to do, I'm going to use an open framework, and I'll just quickly bring it up. T-SQLT. It's a fantastic unit testing framework for SQL Server. So within our good old familiar utility, SQL Management Studio. I've actually loaded T-SQL T here. So it gives us a couple of tables, and there are a couple of stored procs that we're going to use. Now, people will look at this and go, I don't want that in prod. Exactly, mm-hmm. That's not for prod. It's for unit testing down here, and as we go through continuous delivery pipeline, we'll strip these out.
Yep. Yeah. And I noticed they're namespaced as well. To
yes, they are. Yeah. So they're all, it allows us to keep everything within its own schema. Mm-hmm. And so for unit testing, developers, app developers are used to mocking. Yeah. And so T-SQL T does the same thing. We fake some tables, and it allows us to do what we need to do, knowing that we haven't actually hurt or changed the underlying system.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is, the story here is that we've been asked to create some tables, and we want to audit log within our database so that as users are created, mm-hmm. we're going to get a nice, good audit log.
So basically, the guidance is, or the instructions are, create a new table and then make sure there's an audit log.
Yeah. So what we need to do is actually create our base stored proc that we're going to actually put some things in there. Mm-hmm. So what I'll do is just put this in. So what that means now is we should have two tables, our farmer table that we're going to put in some details for farmers, mm-hmm. and down here we should now have a new stored proc. Boom.
All right.
Cool.
Okay.
So now what I want to do is actually write the unit test for it. So what we're going to do is create a new test class, and this will be around the name of our stored proc so that we know exactly what it is. And what that will do is that allows us to put our tests and everything within there. So we will create a new proc. Within this class. So the cool thing about T-SQL T is that it adheres to some of the fundamentals of unit testing, where we can assemble, which is getting things ready. We do our act, i.e. we do what we actually want to do, so we'll call the stored procedure here. And then we have the assert, which is checking mm-hmm. against what we expect to happen. So I'm just going to execute that. And that...
DBA SP create new farmer.
Oh. I have OCD. Oh. I admit it.
There we go.
And this catches me out every time because I try and put meaningful meaningful things and I forget the quotes.
This is exactly how development works, right?
Absolutely.
Everything's red for a while until it's green and then you're...
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay.
So one of the things here is I may not have... I've created this table now, mm-hmm. but I may not have been the person creating the table, right?
Yep.
And so that could have been done. My job may have just been to create the stored procedure. Mm-hmm. And one of the best things about testing is putting yourself in the shoes of the people that are going to use your system. Because some developers may... be more focused on the elegance of their code as opposed to the usability.
Okay.
And so now what we're going to do is actually run our test. So we've loaded the test up, which has been brilliant, and now we're actually going to run the test. I will just show you the mock-up of the stored proc. So this is our stored proc here, and it's important to at least label it with meaningful names. And again, we'll strip this out as we go through our CI build and whatever. It won't muddy our prod system. So now we just execute this, and it's failed, which is great. And the reason it's failed is because when I was creating my stored proc, I was more interested in just getting it out. Mm. And in fact, the failure message, audit message, did not happen. So I was expecting Hamish, but in fact, I got Ham.
Right.
So at this point, I would diagnose a few things, but because I've set this up, obviously, to fail, when I was so keen to get out and have my lunch.
I see.
Right. Okay. And this is an important thing because I always say to developers, DBAs, fail your test first.
Yeah.
That way you get rid of false positives and we know that it will fail. And it actually leads into a fundamental thing, test-driven development.
Mm-hmm.
You write the test, you then write enough code to pass the test.
Yeah.
And so that is what has happened here. And the good thing is I can now run this test. Boom, succeeded.
Right. So the first, you ran three commands there. The first one was to create the test case.
Yes.
Is that right? And
yes,
that's a TSQLT thing to say, hey, there's a test case. You created the stored proc or you created the test after that?
In this example, I created the test after it.
Yep.
But in fact,
you might want to do that the other way around.
Yes.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. I understand. But either way, you have this test in that familiar kind of arrange, act, assert kind of process. You are making sure everything's set up. You're running your commands and all that sort of stuff. And then you're asserting that what you've got is correct, which is kind of exactly the way you do it if you're writing code.
Yes.
But this is all TSQL.
It is. It is. And that's a real game changer in bringing this to, you know, database professionals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is in your local dev database, right?
It is. It is. The good thing is there are some plugins for Visual Studio Team Services, Team Foundation Services, and other build servers that will allow you to run these TSQLT tests early on in the piece.
Right.
So you might push this up to a build environment, and again, it's incorporating as many tests as you can, right, that represent what the end use of your system will be.
Right.
Do them all there, and then after, say, build or functional test, you'll strip out all of these things here. And it's a pretty easy call to make. This here, so if we have, we would automate this step in our build system.
And we'll just pull all of those.
Yeah, so if I refresh this, I only have the things that I've created.
Right. So what you could do in the early deployment phases, deploy everything to a test environment.
Yep.
Run all of your tests as part of this deployment.
Yes.
And then if they all succeed, you pull everything down.
Absolutely.
Right. And so do you? This can be integrated in VSTS, you said.
Yes, it can.
Can we have a look at how that's done?
I haven't done TSQLT.
Yep.
But what I have done is that in my next demo, I am using SQL Server Data Tools or SSDT.
Right, okay.
And for me, this was a game changer in the sense that we... our application developers started using things like entity framework to represent the database model, that code-first approach.
Yep.
But with the introduction of SSDT, it allowed us to take a model of our database, our actual database that we're used to, and now look at it in such a way that even DBAs, you know, because DBAs are worried with Visual Studio. They're like, I can't write C#.
Yeah.
You know what? Yep. It's okay. Because with SSDT, we can have a representation of our database in TSQL.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And the even better part was that within Visual Studio, application dev have been used to writing unit tests. And you'd never hire an application developer who didn't do unit tests. So why are we doing it with our most precious resource?
Yeah, and
data. I mean,
data drives so many of these companies, and yet that's correct. The bit that's not being tested.
Yeah, and so part of my passion within data platform is to bring DevOps to one database at a time.
Yep.
So as you can see here, I have TSQL down here. I have the designer that DBAs are all well and used to. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do here is we will create a table. Mm-hmm. And we're then going to create a stored proc. And this is the beauty of SSDT, because adding a table is pretty much just a right click, waiting for some of the templates. But this, you know what, this is the beauty, because there are so many templates behind that are here to help us as data platform professionals.
Yep.
Okay, so I have my very, very simple table here.
Cool.
And yeah, so this here, I've created a table. And it's a familiar way that DBAs and database dev can be used to. And now what we're going to do is create our stored procedure. And initially, all I'm going to do is just create this.
So this is the stored proc to insert a new record in that farmer table you just created.
Yes, it is. So, we'll grab the proc here. And what I'm going to do is actually show some of the fundamentals of test-driven development. Mm-hmm. So, my new proc.
That was SP create, yep.
Farmer. Because again, the table will have columns and things that we want to put into, and so it's insert farmer. I should
just gotta make sure those match. Yeah. SP insert
farmer. Fantastic. Cool. And all I've done here is just laid the groundwork, right? Mm-hmm. I haven't actually done anything. What I now want to do is actually, with one right click, create my unit tests. And as you'll see, we already have some unit tests here. This is actually application unit tests, which, yep, again, app devs are used to.
So is this from an extension, or is this literally out of the box with SSDT?
Out of the box.
So that's something that I haven't actually seen before, which is... Yeah.
Okay.
So
cool.
The unit tests are right in for your database stuff. Right.
Yes.
That's very cool.
And I'm just going to call it something exceptionally easy,
yep,
like unit tests. And now this is the only part where it looks, app dev type.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
My insert farmer. And what it's now doing, again, going away, getting those templates, mm-hmm, building up everything. But you'll see why in a second. It's going to look very friendly to me as a DBA or database dev.
Yeah. So it's still creating C# files and everything like that.
Yes, it is. Yep, under the hood.
And so the worry, I can imagine, yeah, with database developers, they're like, well, I don't know how to write C#. I'm not going to be able to test my stuff. I'll just leave that alone. I'm not going to do it. But it's adding something that DBAs are a bit more familiar with as well.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's very cool. If you're already using SSDT, and we spoke with Abel Wang about this a couple of episodes ago, and he was showing the SSDT stuff and that whole process of actually deploying it out using your pipeline.
Yes.
But if you can add unit tests to it as well, that's another level of surety that you get before you actually end up deploying it.
Absolutely. So what I'm going to do is select my connection. So this is just being able to run the tests, mm-hmm, against a database. And so I'm going to do it against my dev farm safety database. Mm-hmm. What I'm now going to do is do something everyone should do, whether you're app dev, DBA dev, whatever. Mm-hmm. Once this is finished, and I'll show you why it's so important. I have a couple of publish steps here. So this is allowing me to publish to my local databases or, mm-hmm, up to build or integration. But before I do that, I'm actually going to build my solution, because even though it's not a right click,
yeah,
friends, don't let friends right click. And publish.
Good, I like it.
All righty, just waiting for this to finish. But you'll see here, this looks very familiar for me.
Yeah.
This is T-SQL. So what I'll do is do my build. And then I'll just quickly publish this out to my, cool, it succeeded. And I'm just gonna publish straight to my dev database. And in the background, we have a model of our database, this DAC pack, again, part of SSDT.
So this is interesting, this is the tooling. So this is the unittest.cs.
Yes.
File,
yes.
But what you get from the VS tooling is T-SQL. Like it's showing you something you're familiar with.
Yes.
That's very cool.
Yeah, for me, it now gave me something that I could bring to people and show, look, you can do these things. You can do it with familiarity of T-SQL.
Yeah.
So that's published to my dev database, which I'll just quickly show, which is here. There are a lot of tables in this because I love doing stuff, but hopefully down here we have Farmer, which didn't exist before, and it did come up that it was creating it. So what we're going to do is there's a couple of steps here, and again, this is related to the fundamentals of unit testing. So we've got a pre-test. Mm. This is where we set things up for the actual unit test. We then have the test itself.
Yep.
And then we may have some post-test activities, because what we want is our testing to be consistent.
Yep.
So that each time we run it, if we are inserting just one row, then we need to delete that row just as part of cleanup.
Sure. Yep.
So what I'm going to do is for our stored proc here, that we've created, you know, fairly quickly. So we have the code in here. I'll now create the tests. So as part of my pretest, I just want to ensure that,
ensure that there's nothing in there.
Exactly.
Yep. Cool.
So this is where we have nothing in there.
Right.
We then want to do the actual test itself, which is where we're running our stored proc.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll put this in here.
I think you've got the post-test in there as well. Hold on.
Oh,
that's all right. No. In test, what you copied in the clipboard is just the post-test as well. So if you paste that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank you very much, mate.
That's right. I jumped way ahead and confused you completely.
It's all good. It's all good. This is the actual meat of our test.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run our stored proc. We're going to feed in our variables and see whether it passes or fails.
Yep.
And again,
the post-test.
For the post-test. And the important thing here, so the post-test is actually, in this example, I've said, hey, I want to make sure that when I select this, that there is one row. And so I have a condition down here, just a row count, where we must have one row.
Right, so that's basically your assertion here. You're doing your stuff, and then there's an assertion to say there's one row that comes
back. It sure is. So again, goes back to the assemble, act, and assertion, which is awesome. Okay, so now what I'll do is run this test. And again, it's doing a build in the background, which is all very nice, and boom.
It's failed.
Yeah.
Which is what you want, right?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Good.
So what it has here is zero rows did not match the one expected row. So it means that we did not insert anything. So this is good, because I like to fail my test first so that I find out what will happen in the real world if something doesn't go right.
Yeah.
Far easier to find out on here than the 3 a.m.
It's this whole shift left idea.
Exactly.
Yeah, as early as possible. Yep.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So what I'll do now is actually fix my stored procedure, because I do actually know which bit is wrong, and I'll show you just before I actually change the code. So this is rare. I'm actually going to show where I've gone wrong. In here, I don't have the priority column. Right. And again, this will be, this may be a case where I am the developer coming in, writing the stored prop, and I've missed one of the columns. Mm-hmm. And believe me, I have actually seen where this happens. So I've put in the value, I've put in the column.
You got the whole thing in there.
Yeah, I do.
Cool.
So yeah, priority. So what I'll do is I am actually going to do my publish to my dev system. Mm-hmm. And again, I've set it up to build.
So that'll build everything and then publish that to your dev environment?
Yeah. And so the same methodology that I'm using there is the same methodology we're going to use when we do our build system, our functional test system, everything, that mm-hmm. real consistency. So I should now be able to run my test.
And then hopefully because you fixed that, there you go.
Okay. Passed. So this is good because I can now actually down here, I am at a point where I can push this up into source control. Yeah. That's for a whole nother session. But one of the great things here is it's bringing database professionals into the realm of DevOps where source control, continuous integration, continuous delivery, unit tests are not foreign words.
Yeah, definitely. So what you can do, like you'll commit this into source control, and what you did then just running this, the unit tests, and another session maybe, but we we can do that as part of our pipeline. So run those tests in our test environment, and if we're really brave, maybe our staging environment. You probably wouldn't want to do it in production.
No.
Yeah, but at least we have that surety that, you know, when we run this, when we make these changes to our database, it's going to meet the expectations we have.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah.
That is very cool, and I did not know that SSDT had that functionality in it. But even if you weren't using SSDTs, that T-SQL T that you showed as well has that similar kind of assertion that you can do.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, thanks so much for showing us this.
Oh,
this
you're
is welcome. It's really important to build as much of that kind of DevOps lifecycle stuff into our databases as well as just the application code.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Awesome. Cool. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
And thank you, everybody. Sorry. Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this episode. And stay tuned for more DevOps Lab episodes in the future.